Yes, dozens of ewes went on the rampage here in Birkenhead last night, attacking and torching cars, damaging shops in the town centre, and leaving residents cowering in fear in their own homes.
It was absolutely terrifying.
You did have a fear yesterday there was something going to go down, and it kicked in. I say, just round here, we were concerned because we had our grandchildren safe. I don't know what's the matter with them all.
Debbie Taylor had her new car smashed up just hours after she'd bought it.
Only bought it yesterday. Haven't even driven it. And this is what they've done to me. You know, I'm an ace in the community. Care in the community, they've got no care.
Steve Fowkes, the leader of World Council, wants parents to impose a curfew on their children to try to stop the trouble.
I would urge every parent on Whittle to actually ask themselves this question. Will it be possible to keep my kids in for the next, two or three nights, just to take the heat out of this?
Across the water in Liverpool, there was a second night of violence in Toxteth and Wavertree.
I think, but for the intervention of Merseyside Police, who did a fantastic job in supporting us, you know, we had two firefighter injuries that could possibly have been worse. Dan Stevens, Assistant Chief Fire Officer, Merseyside Fire and Rescue Service. Six fire appliances were damaged to the point where we had to take them out of service last night. But just to reassure the public, we immediately replaced them with spare appliances.
Across Merseyside, 50 people were arrested in total, including 27 teenagers, the youngest a 14-year-old boy.